Today we're celebrating the feast of the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. And this is the last day of the Christmas season. Now, first of all, we have to remember that the baptism of John the Baptist was not the baptism of Christ. When John the Baptist took people and submerged them in the water, they were making a pledge to put God first in their life. However, when Christ gave baptism, the sacrament of baptism, he was giving something to us that was very special. He was raising us up to a higher level that we began to share in the very life of God. We became eternal. And this is why when he made us to his image and likeness. We were like God, inferior to God, but like God. And we're the only creatures in creation that reflect God himself. The rest of creation reflects the power of God, the goodness of God, and so forth. But we reflect the very person of God. And so each one of us is a spirit person. And it's a spirit person who can do primarily the two things that God does most. He's total love, total forgiveness. And of course, that's the baptism that Christ gave us. He raises up to a higher level that we are able to give a worship to God that no creature can give, because we're raised up to his level, although inferior to it, yet a higher level than a human being. That's why, for example, people sometimes wonder, why do we have to go to Mass on Sunday? Well, the primary reason for that is what Christ does at the Mass. At the Mass, Christ asks us to unite ourselves with him. And so when he offers his love and worship to God, our love is put together with that. So as a result, at Mass, we can give a worship to God that's worthy of God, because Christ is giving his love to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, and our love is joined to that. And so we're giving a gift to God that we can't give any other time, because we're just a creature. We can't give total divine love to God. But see, when we are at Mass, Christ has us unite our love with his, so that when he gives his divine love to God, ours is joined to that. And that's the only time that we can give that type of love to God, until finally, after we live this world, when we are made perfect, we then can give that type of love together with all the human beings there forever in heaven. And so this is what Christ at his baptism was trying to give across to us, that he was coming to give us something that nobody else could give, and that is to share in the divine life of God. Now, here on earth, we can't experience that, because we're just a creature. It won't be until we receive this divine life after we leave this world that we will be giving a love to God that we could never give here on earth except at Mass. And so the reason Christ came down and became a human being was he wanted to show us that he was going to unite us human beings with God, something that the rest of creation can't do. And at the baptism, Jesus was saying, I'm now pledging that I'm going to put God first in your life. And so he finally accomplished this at the end of his life, when he was crucified, and then when he rose from the dead. There he completed our redemption. So we have to remember, our redemption is much more than just simply having our sins forgiven, of being friends with God. Our redemption is where we are able to share in the very life of God, which means we're raised to a much higher level than a creature. That's why we're called the sons and daughters of God. Because you notice, a son and daughter receives their life from their parents. And so they are human beings. And so because we receive this new life from God, we now are receiving a life that we could never give ourselves, a life vastly superior to what we are as human beings. On the human level, we are on the very top, but we go to a much higher level where we begin to go on a level with God. And this is why the church is always saying the Mass is so very important, because only when we come to Mass and unite ourselves with Christ can we here on earth give to God the perfect love, because Christ is giving his love, which is perfect, and ours is being joined with that, imperfect as it is. But we're giving a gift to God we can never give by ourselves. By ourselves, all we can give is the created human life. And so the baptism is a reminder to us that Christ is going to give us something that really is a redemption, because it's totally changing what we are. We're just not a creature of God. We now share in his life. We're not equal to God, but we still share in his life. And so this is a very special day for us to remember, because this is at the baptism where he is pledging he's going to give us a new baptism, which will raise us up to the level of God. Not equal to God, but on his level. And he also gives us, you notice, two other sacraments that especially bring this out. He gives us himself in the Eucharist, because he's trying to say to us, I'm giving this life to you, to me. Not just in general to the world, but to any human being who will accept it and want to be that. And so when we leave this world, we appear before God. And that's when we make our final choice. We either say to God, God, I want to be just like you, a total loving, forgiving person. Or we say to God, God, I don't want to be like you. I prefer to be away from you. But if you notice, God never rejects us. We either accept God or reject him. And so God never sends anybody to hell. The person asks, they say to God, God, that's where I want to go. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be like you. I prefer to be something else. And so this is the kind of love that God has for us, that he abides by our decision, because he can't force us to love him. He can't force us to be all forgiving. He will help us to accomplish that if that's what we want to be. And that's why it's always being said to us time and time again throughout our life here on earth. We have to keep working on loving as best we can, and of forgiving as best we can, and of keep trying to become better. Because then we're saying to God, God, I want to be like you, a loving, forgiving. So So that's what today's message is bringing to us. That's what Christ came down to offer us. And then it's up to us to say, God, I really want that. Or we say to God, God, I don't want that. I prefer to have something else. And so here we see how much God loves us, how much he cares for us. And he's willing to even become a human being and be crucified and have a resurrection, all for us.